And I'm so glad you are. 62 degrees, beautiful night for the fireworks. We're going to get a high of 76 today, and when the fireworks go off, we're looking at about 66 degrees. And as we just heard earlier from Tony Michaels, president and CEO of the parade company and the real Wizard of Oz and Ooz, the fireworks start at 10:09:45. And they are that precise. They really are. We will start our broadcast at 7 and go till 9 for the pre-fireworks show. Starting at 8, Channel 4 will go on the air live. And if you can't get down there, we've got you covered in every way. Laura Graneman, Vice President of the Rocket Community Fund, Executive Director of the Gilbert Family Foundation, and former co-host of Opportunity Detroit. Laura, I don't understand why that's not on your long list. Your long list of achievements. Yes, I think so too. It should be the first one. Be that as it may, you're doing a great job. You do a fine job, and you remind us, as we know, that this Rocket Mortgage Classic is so much more than a golf tournament. And it is a great golf tournament. But we have to remember from the beginning, you guys wanted to be more than just a great golf tournament. You wanted to be a changing force in our community. In fact, the tournament's Changing the Course initiative just got better and better as we learned about a problem in Detroit, that we were the least connected in the city. So bring us up to date and this now, I think, fourth annual Rocket Mortgage Classic and the headway you've made in the community.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I'm always glad to join you in the mornings and talk a little bit about some of the critical issues that we're seeing and addressing through the Rocket Mortgage Classic. As you know, the Rocket Mortgage Classic is about so much more than golf. It's great for those golf fans, but we also want it to be really great for our community and a force of, highlighting all of the great work that happens across the city of Detroit and helping to improve the lives of Detroiters across our city. So, as you mentioned, going into the pandemic, we saw this critical issue of lack of digital access across our city. As you said, and if you can believe it, Detroit was the least connected major municipality in America. Only 40% of our households had access to internet in their home. So we knew in order to keep people connected to their education, to their work, to, you know, seniors connecting to their families, all of these things relied at that time and even today on access to digital connection. So the Changing the Course initiative is about ensuring that every single Detroiter has access to the technology, internet, and digital literacy tools that they need to ensure that connectivity. So today, we're incredibly proud to have seen some amazing progress across the city of Detroit. If you can believe it, while we were 40% connected at the beginning of the pandemic, today we are 67.5% connected according to the census.
That's incredible.
So we've seen some incredible progress, and we're proud to be a part of that at the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Well, in just 2 years, the tournament has generated more than $3 million for Changing the Course, which is astonishing by itself. But I understand today is Rocket Mortgage Classic Media Day, and I hear that you might be making some exciting announcements about how you're expanding the efforts to provide accessible internet technology and digital literacy programming to Detroiters. Is there something you can tell us about that before the big surprise?
Well, I can tell you that one of our very first investments was to ensure that neighborhood organizations who are already really trusted in this space have access to the tools that they need to support the residents in their communities. So we started in a couple of years ago with a partner of In Brilliant Detroit, which is a neighborhood-based organization that already has several locations across the city. We were able to take five of those locations and support them to have technology staff on site who know a lot about digital skills, to have workspaces for people who are coming in from the community to be able to access these tools, basically everything that they need to be a safe, trusted neighborhood technology hub. And we saw huge results from this because, you know, we know that you can certainly get direct access to Detroiters in their homes, but they also might need some support from neighborhood partners. They also might want that trusted person who can help them walk through, you know, some tools that they might not know about or a different way of looking at things from a technology perspective. And so this partnership with Brilliant Detroit has really been critical for these five neighborhoods. So today we're excited to announce that we are going to be dramatically expanding those neighborhood technology hubs.
Excellent news. It's the Detroit Golf Club, July 26th through the 31st for the Rocket Mortgage Classic that, as we've just learned again from Laura Graneman, is so much more than just a fabulous golf tournament. I salute first Dan Gilbert for that, for you, Laura, and the team, and Jay Farner and everybody that makes sure this happens and makes a big difference in Detroit. And by the way, thanks for supporting my tournament, the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, benefiting children's charities. There's an additional 55,000 children that you help. We'll be doing it July 11th. You can go to paulwsmithgolf.com and join us as a sponsor. But Laura Graneman, thank you for all you do. Take care. We continue on WJR.